Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Sadek Dalet, mitzvah 294. This, by the way, takes us over the halfway point in Parshas Emor. This is the 32nd out of 63 mitzvos in Parshas Emor, so we are in the second half, soon to get to, after the mitzvahs of Kiddush Hashem coming up, soon to get to all the Yomim Tovim mitzvahs. Many, many mitzvahs related to every single holiday of the year, which we'll talk about in Parshas Emor in Perachov Gimel that we'll have in a couple of days. But first today, we have the Isser of Oso Ve'ez Beno. The Torah tells us in the end of Perachov Beis, as we mentioned, a lot of the Perach talks about Ba'ali Mumin, but the Torah then tells us after last mitzvah, last week's mitzvah, which we had, the Isser of Mechusar Zman, one has to wait till a carbon is 8 days old and before one sacrifices it, says the Torah, V'shar Oseh, Oso Ve'ez Beno Lo Sishchatu B'yom Echad. An ox or a sheep, it and its son shall not be shechted on the same day. That's the halacha, the Isser of Oso Ve'ez Beno, which applies to both Kadshim and Chulin. Even though this perek has much to do only with Kadshim, all the halachas of Ba'al Imum, and the following pasuk, which is about V'chiziz B'chu Zevach Todol Hashem. So the context is a Kadshim context, but this is a halacha that applies halacha l'maisa, and at the end we'll go through as much of the Shulchan Aruch as we can. It's in Siman Tazayin in Yeridea. It's a whole siman devoted to Oso Ve'ez Beno, because this applies Bizman Hazeh as well. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo Nishchot Behema Ubna B'yom Echad. It's an Isser to Shecht, slaughter an animal and its child the same day. Bein b'kachim, bein b'chulin, shenemar, oso ve'ez beno, lo sishchatu b'yom echad. Mishar shi'a mitzvah. What's the, some of the shirashim behind the mitzvah? We're going to have a couple of ideas. Idea number one. She'itein ha'adam el libo, ki ashkachas Hashem baruch hu al kol minei ba'ali chayim bechlal. As I have mentioned before, says the Chinuch, the hashgacha of Hashem on animals is hashgacha klalis. Not hashgacha pratis, as it on people. Hashgacha klalis, meaning God watches over the species. V'im hashgacha so aleihem yiskeimu l'olam. And with his hashgacha on them, the world keeps going. Ki hashgacha so bidvarem ze'u kiyumam. Ki the hashgacha on Hashem is what watches and keeps things going. If Hashem would chas v'shalom remove his hashgacha from any being, that being would cease to exist. Hamachavish b'chol yom tamid. Without the chiddush, so then they wouldn't exist. V'yalkein, lo yivatam an aminim l'gamri kol yimei olam. That is why throughout history, minim have not been batel. Even though we could say that certain animals have become extinct, but only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the categories of animals. Even if there's a certain animal that does not exist, it could be the larger category of animal does exist. V'yafal pishashkachaso al min ha'adam bifrat. And even though when it comes to people, there is hashkacha pratis, not hashkacha klalis, there's hashkacha on each and every person. Like I wrote by the mitzvah of Tzara'as, in Yana Dioma, last week's parsha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Tzara'as to a person reflects hashkacha pratis, Hashem giving messages to each and every person. Lokein minei sha'abalechayim, that's not true when it comes to animals. Ela deraklal b'min yasim Hashem hashkacha so baruchu. No, derech klal, Hashem puts his hashkacha on the animals in general. Al kain, and therefore, with this background, nimnanu milchalos ha'ilon va'anafav biyachad l'ramezeh. When we take two of the same animal, a mother and daughter, a mother and son, as we'll see, so that is as if we are destroying or trying to destroy a species. It's the root and it's the leaves and the branch that comes out of the root. It's the mother and the progeny and the child. So that's the message why it is usher to shecht Oso Ve'ez Beno, because it's as if we're really showing with our actions, trying to decimate, trying to destroy an entire species. And that is why Kadosh Baruch Hu ushers it upon us. Number one idea. Number two idea, says the Sefer HaChinuch in the continuation. V'yonu chalomar b'inyan al-tzad ha-pshat kamochein. Another idea that I could give, al-tzad ha-pshat. Shehu l'kvoa b'nafshenu midas ha-chemla. To inculcate into our souls the midah of compassion. Ula harchik midas ha-achzori, she midah ra. And to distance ourselves from the midah of brazenness. What's so brazen? People would say, oh, the mother and the child the same day? Even though we have now been allowed to eat animals, as we know from the Psukim in Parshas Noach, we are now allowed to eat animals, even though that wasn't the original plan. Adam Arisha was not allowed to eat animals. It was a machlokas. Some say he was allowed to eat animals if they died by themselves. But he surely was not allowed to kill animals to eat. That is why the Abu Dram notes, just Derech Agav, that's why the bracha of Shahakol is the only bracha that you don't say borei in. Borei, my name is Onos. Borei pri agafen. Right, borei, right, borei pri ha'etz. All the brachas. Shahakol ni'ebed varo. Why, where's the borei? Because Shahakol also goes on meat. And meat wasn't nivra to be eaten. It was only after we sinned, then we had the mabul, and eventually as a schar for the mabul, so mankind got to kill and eat animals. That's why we don't say borei, we just say shahakol nihi ebed varo, because meat is included. There are a lot of things included in shahakol that are not meat. But it's included, and therefore we don't say the bracha borei. Says the chinuch, so therefore, even though we have the heter to eat animals, tzivanu lebal naro gosov es beno b'yachad, but we are commanded not to kill mother and child the same day, likvo ben nafshin amidas hachemla, to at least to teach us the meat of compassion. Because after all, if we just mother and child, it could breed achzarius in us. If you look in the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel on the Pasuk, the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says the same idea as the second idea of the Chinuch. Right here on the Pasuk. Pasuk Chaf Ches. Ami b'nei Yisrael. Hechma da'avunon rachamon b'shmaya. Just like your father in heaven, kein tevun rachmanin ba'ara. So too, you should be a rachamim, just like one of the Vashem's midos is rachum. He's called rachum. So too, you should be rachamim. Torasa o rechelo yasav yasbra lo sichsun biyomachad. Shouldn't shech to the same day. That is Takam Yonasan ben Uziel. There is somewhat of a problem, though, to this reason of chemla. And that is Mishnah in Maseches Brachas. It's also quoted in Maseches Megillah. And that is, the Chazal say, Ha'omer al kantzipor yagir rachamecha mishaskin or so. If somebody says about the mitzvah of shiluach hakan, we know the mitzvah in Parshas Ki Seisei, to shoo away the mother bird before I take the eggs, before I take the little chicks. So what if somebody says, this mitzvah is all about rachmanis? We have compassion on the bird. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, mishaskin or so, you shut the guy up. What are you saying? What's the problem? So Gemara gives two reasons. One of them is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs are gzeiris from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're making them into rachamim. You're giving them, it's purely based on svara. No, it's gzeiris hakasuv. So it's interesting that the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel and the Sefer HaChinuch himself calls this one of the reasons for the mitzvah. What, you have to be mechalik. You have to say, they're not really saying, this is all the mitzvah's about. What's the Gemara talking about? That's talking about where somebody says the whole mahus, the whole essence of the mitzvah is rachmanis. You have rachmanis on the bird. That's not right. But if I say it's to teach me, it's not that I'm saying this is the essence of the mitzvah. But like the Chinuch always says, that there are certain ideas behind the mitzvah that can make the mitzvah more palatable to me. But I agree, there's a lot more to the mitzvah than the reason. Like we say, like the Bali Musar is quoted as saying, what's the reason? A tam ha-mitzvah. Tam means taste. It makes it more tasty to me. Doesn't mean that's the essence of the mitzvah. So then, that is okay. And you have to say this, because the Chinuch himself, later on in Kiseitse, by the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, says this exact point. He says, don't say it's just Rachmanus. So how can he say it's just Rachmanus here? Well, unless you're machalik between Shiluach HaKan and Osov Espino, it's similar ideas. So one could say that it doesn't mean that this is all that the mitzvah is about, but it's just what we can learn from the mitzvah. He says there in Kiseitse, Ein kavan ein midas rachmanis bo chalila kamo bebnei adam, shah rachmanis ben muchrach betivam, shah son bahem abori baruchu. You can't say it's rachmanis because what, you're comparing rachmanis of a person to rachmanis of Hashem? They're two totally different ideas. We can't fathom what it means to read the rachmanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval atzavash al zeh, uba oso ve'espino, I'm reading the chinuch now in Kiseitse, shehi kayotzi ba b'shar mitzvahs rabos, eino ela kigzeira lefanav, shegazar al zeh b'chepso apashut. If Hashem would have commanded us the opposite, you have to kill mother and child the same day. You have to make sure the mother's there before you take the... So then that would have been the mitzvah. Right? We say, Rachmanis, does it make sense to us? But really, we shouldn't think this is the essence. That's what you have to say here, too. Chinuch here doesn't mean that this is the end-all and the be-all of the mitzvah, because he himself writes. You can't say that later on. But it gives us an idea in order to make it a little bit more palatable for us. You can also look in the Ramban there in Parashat Ki Seitse, where he deals with this at length. But either way, that is all number two. So number one, message of the mitzvah is so that there isn't a bittul hamin. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes sure all species stay forever, and our killing out two generations in a row would reflect that we, as if, want to try to destroy the species. Number two, the idea of teaching us rachmanis. Number three, a third idea. I think we mentioned this in the daf shir, and that is a beautiful thought from Rav Sarutzkin, Aznayan LaTorah, where he says, interesting that the pasuk is in plural. Osova espino lo sishchatu biyom echad. It doesn't say lo tishchat. Why plural? So he says, maybe there is no other mitzvah like this one. Why? Umeis Hashem ha'isar ha'sarazu. Only from Hashem. Niflesi b'yeinenu. Why? She'ish echad mi b'nei Yisrael asa davar hamutter behechlit. A man, Reuven shechts an animal. Wonderful. Why should Reuven shechts an animal have anything to do with what I do? Reuven has a mother animal, and I have a child animal. Reuven wakes up one morning and says, you know what? I want to eat animal A. So he shechs it. I wake up, and I say, I want to eat animal B. So Reuven says, Shimon, I'm sorry, but I already shechted my animal. So Shimon should be able to say, what do you have to do with me? So what? So you shechted your animal, I'm shechting my animal. And yet, that's not the halacha. And yet, the halacha is, your actions affect me. Kol Yisrael arevim ze lazeh. Says the Rav Sarutzkin, that's what you learn from the mitzvah of Osov Espino. The message is for the animals, but it doesn't matter who owns it. He says, Vim Shachad Vehisrubo, how are you loka? I even get Malkus. If I'm warned, Reuven shechted his animal, you better not shecht yours. I do it, I get Malkus because of what he did. Umalahem lekolish Yisrael, uleshchitaso shal rishon, sheyilku b'shvil maaseyu. Why should I care what he does? Novar zemel amedotano sheyesh ba'am Yisrael, shayachut nifla'a, bein Reb Yisrael, lekol Yisrael. Reb Yisrael means every Jew. Reb Yisrael, l'kol Yisrael. Ula hefech. Bein aprat el aklal, ula hefech. Shaychus kazo sheinena b'shar ha'umot. This does not exist in any other, there's no other nation in the world where if somebody does something, so then somebody else is affected by their actions having to do with items. La'ama Torah, shekibel al atzmo, zatavke lios morel agayim, neshama achat klalit l'kol Yisrael. Raka gufim nefradim. We have 600,000, like the Gemara says, 600,000 different bodies, but we're one neshama. Mikan shemreiso arivim zalazek klap ishmaya, mikan anetia b'umos ha'olam l'gal galchet, ha'yachash b'yisrael, v'chulu v'mecha b'yisrael shacharo so. So then, b'no is affected as well. So that's the third idea behind the mitzvah from Rev Sarutzkin. Finally, one last point related to this mitzvah, and that is we will learn that for this mitzvah, how do you determine the same day? What is the same day? So, outside of this mitzvah, other kachim, the halacha is, even though usually we know that hayom holich achar halayla, vayhi erev, vayhi voker, Tuesday night is really Wednesday, right? Friday night is really Shabbos. By kachim, you don't say that. By kachim, the rule is, let's say by a carbon chata, by a carbon chata, the kohen can eat it during the day and the following night. That's it. The night follows the previous day. Osov as beno, though, goes by usual halachas, and that is the night follows the following day. Says the Agyonah Shel Torah, Betzion Firer, he says, maybe this is part of the message of Osov as beno, because you're going to remember this idea that Hayom Holech Achar Halayla, why is it so important to know that? Because the source of that is Maisa Bereishis. If you believe in Hayom Holech Achar Halayla, then you believe you're reflecting in Maisa Bereishis. And that's why it's just fascinating. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, went up to Har Sinai, and he left, and he says, I'm going to be back 40 days later. Chazal say, how did they miscalculate? How did they mess up? Because he went up in the afternoon. So they counted that as day one. And really what he meant is that don't count today, because you don't have the night along with today. You don't have the night before. So why didn't Moshe just tell them? So Rabbi Yafira says, because he needed them on their own to recognize Maisa Bereishis. Recognizing Maisa Bereishis is Hayom Holech Achar Halayla. They messed up! Because they weren't on maybe that level. Maybe they had it at Kriyas Yamsuf, but you see, they went to Maisa Cheta Egel, which was quasi Avodah Zarah, whether it wasn't, at least bordered Avodah Zarah, according to many Rishonim. And therefore he says that's why he didn't tell them, because he needed them to recognize this themselves. And says Rabbi Tzion Firer right here, maybe that's an additional message of Oso Ve'esbeno, Lo Sishchatu B'yom Echad, it'll teach one, us, Hayom Olach Achar Halayla, and recognition of Maisa Bereishis. Okay, four ideas, and now we get back to halachos of Osov Espino. Here we go, Dini HaMitzvah. Masha Amr Zecharim Lavracha, Shein Chilak, Bein Osov Espino, Obanot Kilavakacha Eim. The order does not matter. If I do the mother or offspring and then mother, either way, once I shech the second one, I am chayiv malchus. Umasha amru. And that which we said in Meseches Avodah Zarah, in Meseches Chulin, that darba prakam b'shana mocher behema l'chayir, tzorach lo'dio. 4 times a year, there are 4 days a year where we assume that when people buy animals, they're going to shech them that day. We assume that because this is in getting ready for big Su'udah days, and therefore if I'm a mocher behemos and I sell an animal, I sell the mother, I have to tell the second person I sell the baby to, I have to say, by the way, I sold the mother today, so you might not want to buy this animal. Or you have to be careful, you can't shechtle today. They're all buying it to shech today, ve'eluhain. And these are the days. Erev Yantav Achron Shalchag, Erev, the last days of Sukkis, meaning Hoshana Rabbah, the Erev Yantav Harishon Shal Pesach, Erev, the first day of Pesach, Erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. These 4 days. Uktiv Reb Yosi Af Erev Yom Kippurim B'Galil. Also Erev Yom Kippurim in Galil. Or some other Gersos have Bichlal, but our Gemara and our Chinuch has B'Galil. So these are the 4 or 5 days that one has to say. It's very fascinating. If you look in the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos and other Rishonim there in Avodah Zarah and in Chulin, they talk about what makes these 4 days unique. What about the last day of Pesach? What about the first days of Sukkot? Right, why aren't they on the list? So Rashi and Tosfos all get into the act. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei Amud Beis. Tosfos says, why not the first day of Sukkot? Because everybody's busy with the other mitzvahs hayom. They're busy with the sukkah, with the dal and minim. They're not focusing on dafka making such a huge suda. The last days of Sukkot, yeah, all the mitzvahs are finished. Erev Rosh Hashanah, they want to start off the year properly. Right, with Simen Tov, like the Gemara says in Krisus, we eat all these special foods in order to have Simen Tov at the beginning of our year, and the head of a sheep, a chulu, the head of a fish. And why not, what about Erev Shavuos? Because the Gemara says that on Shavuos, everybody agrees you need lachem. Everybody agrees you have to have a suda on Shavuos. Even though there's a machlokas about every other yontif, you might be able to have kula lachem, kula lachem on Shavuos. Everybody agrees that you need a meal. And Rashi and Tosfos continue with each of these, but it's fascinating. They talk about these four as in contrast to the other days. Rosh Hashanah itself is interesting. Rosh Hashanah, where we know some Gaonim hold that it's a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah. We don't paskid that way. But the fact that the Gemara picks Rosh Hashanah is interesting itself, a separate topic about the nature of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, let's continue though. Says the Chinuch. Umasha Amru, next paragraph. The Shtayim Shalachu Paro Benah. Zeh Shalachach Rishon Yishcha Rishon. What happens if 2 people bought animals? I bought an animal, you bought an animal. We bought it the same day. So, one's a mother, one's a child. So, the one who bought it first gets to shech first. That's the Kedima. Vim Kadam Hashini V'Shachat Shalok. And then what if the second one rushed it and said, gotcha, and I did it first? So tough luck on the first one. Also, Arishon Lishchot. Vidin Ashochi Paro Shnei Baneha. O Shnei Baneha V'Achar Kachi. The Gemara also talks about interesting cases. What if I shecht an animal? I shecht the animal's brother, and then I shecht the mother. How many Averis do I get? So sometimes I'm said I get 80 Malkas, 2 sets. Because at the moment that I shecht the mother, I'm doing Osov Esbeno twice. We paskin once. We paskin, you do one action, one Osov Esbeno, you're going to get 1 set of Malkas. Does it, what happens? Similar case the Gemara talks about. What if you shecht grandma and grandson and then the mother in between? So at that moment, you're doing 2 osov espinos also. 2 directions. So again, we pass machlokas tanoim, 40 or 80. So we pass in 40 also. Umutter, but the chinuch notes, umutter lishchot ha'im in bas bita. The only issur is direct relationship, first generation. A grandma and the grand product. That's mud. That's not usser. So usser, our cost of osov espino. Good. Next, umash amru. This is what I just said earlier. Shem shachad ha'im v'bas pita v'kachat zabas. We paskin arbaim. Even though you get 2 sets of, you're violating 2 isurim at the same time. Continuing, umash amru zechorin levracha. Next page. This is important. She isser osov espino. You know, I get a little bit of kavis. Chazal tell us that the isser only applies to mother and child. Even though the Torah is in masculine, Osov Esbeno, it doesn't say Osov Esbena, the Rabban already points out, because the earlier psukim, we're talking about males, Shar Osen, earlier, that's why he uses the male. But really, at root, the Isser is only mother and offspring. Sharmu Beferish Beno, Misha Beno Karuch Acharav, Dahainu Nekeva, Mikomakom, but the Chinuch says, and he quotes this in the next 15 lines, that if one knows Vadai, who the father is, so then also it's usher to shech the father and the child. This is most of the time by animals, you don't know who the father is. But if you know vadai who the father is, we are what's called choshishin lezera ha'av, and therefore, at least on a lechadchila level, we would say one is not allowed to shech the father and the child. One wouldn't get malchus for it because it's a suffik. Whether we paskin that way, but it's still usher. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya, Simen Tezayin. Isser osav es beno noig ben akevas, shezeh ben avadai, v'yem no da vadai, shezeh hu aviv, if you know for sure it's aviv, ain't shokhtin shneem b'yom echad. V'yem shachad in aloki, you're not going to get malchus, shahadavar safik yinoig b'zachar v'yem noig. We don't know, for sure applies by mothers. Fathers, it's a safik, if you know for sure, you're machmir. If you don't know who the father is, it's a safik, it's a spek sveika, then it's mutter. Safik, if this is the real father or not, even if it is the real father, safik if this halacha applies to fathers. So therefore, if it's a safik, it would be mutter. One other interesting halacha before we read the end of the chinuch, and that is, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein is first of all ein iser osov es benola b'shchita b'vad, only if you shech two animals at the same time. Aval im nicher, if I kill an animal, like I kill the mother out hunting. Let's say hunting is mutter, which we're not saying right now. We discussed that in the past, right? So then, what if I just kill the mother? What if I started to shechta and I messed up? There's no iser of shechting the other one, the mother or the daughter. It's only iser is two shchitas or something that has the halachic status of shchita. If you look back in the Minchas Chinuch, in Os Aleph, he discusses pushing the seir hamishtaleach off the cliff is its shchita. So I can't use it's on Yom Kippur. So let's say I use the seir hamishtaleach and I use its mother or daughter or son for one of the other avodas on Yom Kippur. That would be a violation of osav es beno. Or the Minchas Chinuch discusses egla arufa. The halacha is you have to break the back of the neck of the calf when you find the anonymous corpse between two cities. That is its shchita. And therefore, if I shecht another animal the same day that I'm oreif the egla, that also could be a violation. So it's shchita or anything that has the halachic status of shchita. If you look in the one more Shulchan Aruch, what happens if you shecht a pregnant animal? Is that also mishim osov es beno? That's the biggest osov es beno. It's mutter. Says the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, mutter lishchod es hama uberes, uber yerech imahu. That's not called osov es beno. V'im yatsahu ubar chai, what if the ubar walks out alive, what's called ben pakua, or the case where you shecht the mother, and then the mother was about to give birth the next day. So you shecht it, and the baby walks out, walking around. So midaraisa, that baby does not need shechita. It's one of the most amazing halachas in Maseches Chulin. You can just take a bite. Maybe it's bata shaksu. But you're allowed, so midarabanan, we say you should shecht it because of marasayin. You know, people shouldn't think that you're eating something without shechita. But meikar adin, even if you shecht that baby, it's not aser daraisa, because it doesn't need shechita. It's not a real shechita. If the mother turned out to be a trefa, so then the first shechita didn't matter the second child, so then you would have to, you would be aser to shecht the child, because that would be a halachically needed shechita. Anyway, says the Sefer HaChinuch, v'nohegas b'chol makom b'chol zman, this mitzvah applies always, right, even b'zman hazeh, b'zacharim ben akevis, men and women, v'over hazeh v'shachar osof es b'no b'yom echad, o b'no v'oso, chayiv malchus. One will be chayiv malchus in this regard if one violates this isser that applies b'zman hazeh. So if people have farms, people have schlachthouses, you know, you get all these animals, one has to make sure that one doesn't have mother and child in the same day. Okay, Baruch Hashem, now we finished all of the mitzvahs that have to do with Baal Mum. If you want to say this also might have to do with Baal Mum, because right when you shecht the mother, then the other one happens to be a Baal Mum, and Mechusar Zman. These are many, many mitzvahs related to Baal Mum. The next two mitzvahs relate to Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem, and Kiddush Hashem are the next two coming up, and then after that, we get into Yontif. Many, many mitzvahs related to Yontif. Okay, we'll stop here.